Light shimmers over a metallic logo of a word forming an arch over the letters LTD, Lucasfilm Limited. Light sweeps over the helmets or faces of various LEGO Star Wars characters, including Darth Vader and Darth Maul. Lightning flashes on a scared Poe Dameron. Two logos appear side by side, LEGO Star Wars. Inside a fortress, Darth Vader looks out at rivers of lava.
Mustafar! From its fiery depths, I rose, just as my new castle rises, as the ultimate testimony to the awesome power of the dark side.
He turns to Darth Sidious.
So, what do you think?
A little on the nose is what I think. I mean, you could say evil fortress on the hill without saying it, you know? Look at this place. You could really use something, anything. A chair, perhaps?
Vader hangs his head.
Anywho, no time to sit around. We've got a galaxy to conquer.
Master!
Ah, who is that? Who are you?
Vanae is but the humble servant to Darth Vader, Lord of the Sith. I've prepared your bath, Master.
Vanae points out a Bacta tank and squeezes a rubber ducky.
Conquer now, tubby time later. Let's go.
But my castle...
Ugh, fine. You, Darth Hideous, keep an eye on the place.
It would be Vanae's honor to serve.
Lightning flashes behind Vanae as he shows a wicked grin. A title appears, LEGO Star Wars Terrifying Tales. Words appear, many, many years later. Poe's X-Wing flees from a squad of TIE Fighters.
What are you, like the last five guys in the galaxy to get the news? The First Order is destroyed. The war is over. You lost. Go home.
BB-8 ducks from laser fire.
Okay, suit yourself.
Poe banks hard and faces the TIE Fighters.
Not scared of these bucketheads. Watch this.
He flies toward two TIE Fighters while two more pursue him from behind. Suddenly, he turns hard and the TIE Fighters crash into each other. Poe zooms away.
Like taking candy from a baby porn. Now let's go home.
BB-8 works on a wing trailing smoke.
Don't be such a worry, Wampa. Got this.
A rear thruster explodes.
Okay, still got this. Just need to make an emergency landing on that bright red lava planet.
Trailing a thick cloud of smoke, Poe steers the X-Wing toward Mustafar.
I got this.
Poe grips the control stick and levels the starfighter. He gets jostled hard in a seat. The X-Wing sits in a clearing among gnarled dead trees. The cockpit opens.
See? Told you I got this.
Poe's back catches on fire. BB-8 extinguishes the flames.
We'll just call for help, Ben.
Sparks shoot out.
Comm's dead.
Poe leaves the X-Wing.
Okay, no biggie. Come on, let's go find some help.
Poe and BB-8 venture away from the starfighter.
I was not showing off. That TIE got off a lucky shot.
They see Darth Vader's castle in the distance.
Oh, I bet we can find help there. Okay, you can stay here alone, in these dark, creepy woods.
Lightning flashes, and BB-8 zooms toward the castle.
That's what I thought.
Poe follows. Another flash startles him. As they approach the castle, they look up at its two pointed towers.
What is this place?
A hut in a hard hat stands with two workers near a neon sign.
Hello, excuse me.
Don't sneak up on a guy like that, will you? I got a condition, you know.
Oh, sorry. What are you building here?
Castle Vader! The galaxy's first all-inclusive Sith-inspired luxury theme resort. A place for fun-loving, free-spending families from across the galaxy to finally indulge in their inner dark side. What do you think?
You're building a hotel in Darth Vader's old castle.
Mm-hmm.
No offense, but that sounds like a really bad idea, Mr.
Romano! The hut? Legendary entrepreneur? Real estate tycoon? Cousin of the late Jabba, may he rest in peace.
He takes a hard hat from a droid and holds it mournfully.
And you are who exactly?
Poe Dameron.
Grabala licks his hand and cleans Poe's face.
Poe Dameron? The fearless pilot who destroyed Starkiller Base and led the resistance on Exegol?
Oh, I mean, a lot of folks helped, but yes,
It is an honor, General. Please, allow me to give you a tour. Rest, Bash, help the gentleman with his luggage.
Oh, no, that's not my luggage. Oh.
A worker picks up BB-8.
We've been working around the clock, and I've spared no expense. Castle Vader is going to be class all the way. Lava fountain? We got one.
Lava melts a droid.
So, my X-Wing took some damage back there, and
wait till you see the lobby. General, are you familiar with the term celebrity endorsement?
Inside, a black protocol droid joins Vanae.
A stranger enters. Could they finally be the one to fulfill the prophecy of Mustafar?
A fearless pilot arrives with the strength to unlock the treasures of my master's castle? Perhaps.
Rabala leads Poe through a lobby.
The troopers set the mood the second you walk in. And I got them all. Storm, Shore, Scout, Snow, Death! Even my own creation, the Skello Trooper.
Poe backs away and bumps into Darth Vader.
Feel the power of the dark side, of the dark side, of the
Rabala hits the Vader animatronic and it hits him back.
I'll show you a dark side.
Excuse me, Mr. The Hutt? I might be able to fix it.
I highly doubt that.
All right, go ahead, kid. So what do you say? Ready to be Castle Vader's official spokesman? You see what I did with your name there? I put the Poe in spokesman.
Feel the power of the dark side at the Empire Emporium now open.
Poe approaches the young handyman.
Oh, you got skills, kid.
Thank you, sir.
Hi, Poe Dameron. What's your name?
I'm Dean. I can't believe I'm meeting the Poe Dameron. You're the best pilot in the galaxy.
Oh, I don't know about best. Maybe top three or two. You're pretty good with those tools. I could use some help fixing my X-Wing.
Me? Fix your X-Wing? I'd be honored. I want to be a pilot too someday.
The grown-ups are talking. So it looks like we each have something the other wants. So I'll make you a deal. You'll record a holovid for Castle Vader, and I'll have the kid fix your X-Wing.
After my X-Wing is running. You're not the first Hutt I've dealt with. Come on, kid.
No!
Vanae stops them.
A fearless pilot mustn't leave.
Vanae, what if I told you about sneaking up on people? Sorry, he came with the place. Sort of a creepy caretaker. Emphasis on creepy. Just ignore him.
Vanae sniffs Poe.
That's kind of tough.
Okay, Vanae, we've talked about sniffing the guests. Boys!
But Vanae has something to show the brave pilot.
Some other time. We're kind of in a rush.
NILA'd showed them.
The black protocol droid lifts a helmet.
The helmet of Ren.
Did you say Ren? As in Kylo?
This helmet belonged to the one who helped create him. Would you like to hear its tale?
The man said he's in a rush!
Poe grabs the helmet and inspects red markings on the face visor.
Tell me.
This is the tale of a powerful warrior who longed for more.
A title, The Lost Boy. Ben Solo uses the Force to make rocks revolve in midair.
Excellent, Ben.
Luke approaches.
This is such a waste of time, Uncle Luke. I'm so much stronger than all of them.
Other Padawans struggle to levitate rocks.
Patience. There are no shortcuts to becoming a Jedi.
How is this lame rock stacking gonna make me a great Jedi?
I sense your frustration, nephew.
Really? Wow. Did you use the Force to sense that?
R2-D2 and Luke watch Ben leave.
He'll be fine, R2. He just has more to learn.
Master Skywalker, I think I did it!
A rock falls on the Padawan's head.
Every time with you, Cosler.
Ben walks through a village.
No shortcuts to becoming a Jedi.
Hey!
How long did he train on Dagobah? Like 20 minutes?
As a black transport ship lands nearby, the villagers run frantically through the street. A protocol droid passes Ben.
Knights of Ren are coming! Be afraid! Be very afraid!
Masked warriors ride speeder bikes into the village.
The Knights of Ren, feast on their fear! Take all that you want!
A passing speeder bike knocks over a crate while warriors pillage a building. A warrior wearing the helmet of Ren with the red marked visor spots Ben and rides over to him. The warrior Ren removes the helmet, revealing long flowing hair. He smiles at Ben.
See you around, kid.
Let's roll!
The Knights of Ren speed off, kicking up dirt around Ben. Later, Ben tosses and turns in bed. He rolls onto his back and opens his eyes. Staring at the ceiling, he gives his head a little whack. The ceiling morphs into Ren's face and stretches toward Ben. Lightning flashes and Ben startles awake. Outside, in heavy fog, Ren approaches Ben.
Join us, Ben.
Luke appears.
Don't listen to him, Ben.
Stay out of it, Skywalker. Power is yours for the taking, Solo.
Han Solo appears.
We're doing dream sequences now? Sorry to interrupt, son. Mom and I were wondering if you're coming home for dinner and...
Chewie made your favorite. Roast Tipiup and Bantha sauce.
Join us, Ben.
Ren's head sits on a tray in Chewie's hands. In the fog, Luke reaches out.
Stay on the path, Ben.
The other Padawans pop out of the ground and circle around Ben. Their eyes glow. They become the Knights of Ren. A glowing hole opens below Ben, and he falls toward Ren's open mouth. Ben sits up in bed. Through a window, he sees the Knights of Ren.
Solo. Solo.
Outside, Ben joins them.
You aren't Jedi. Are you Sith?
The Knights of Ren live by our own code. Use our power to take what we want.
With the Force, he throws rocks.
You have skills, yet you follow that fossil Skywalker when you could have so much more. You could be one of us. Or are you afraid?
Ben pushes past Ren and moves to a speeder bike. Ren passes him and climbs aboard.
Not those old rags. The Knights of Ren have a reputation to keep.
Ren tosses Ben a black robe and a black helmet with silver inlay around the dark visor. He puts them on and climbs aboard the speeder bike behind the long-haired warrior. In the village, the Knights of Ren speed down the road.
Really? Not again.
They play keep away with a protocol droid's head. The droid's body tries in vain to get it back. Later, they hang from under a bridge.
You got the Knight people, Ben!
The Knights let go and fall into the fog below. Ben loses his grip and falls. On a beach, Abith plays a clue horn while Ben and the Knights of Ren dance, later, near the Jedi Temple.
Ha! That was so fun! I am in!
No. There's still the initiation.
Wasn't the beach dancing the initiation?
Ren holds a lightsaber.
My uncle's lightsaber? How did you get
I told you, we take what we want. Now. Take what you want. To create a Knight of Ren requires destruction. Destroy what Skywalker has built, and you will be free.
Ren pushes Ben toward the temple.
I don't know.
Don't waste your time with him, Ren! The kid's a total Kylo!
Kylo?
Yeah, Kylo. Small, weak, scared.
Kylo.
The Knights of Ren close in on Ben.
I'm not scared. I'm not a Kylo.
Then take what you want.
What I want is for you to leave me alone!
Wrong choice, kid. Knights of Ren, destroy the temple.
They lock lightsabers as the Knights of Ren draw weapons. With the Force, Ben throws Ren to the ground, then wards off two attacks. A knight throws a torch at the temple. Ben catches it with the Force and sends it back at him. Two others shoot blasters at Ben, and he deflects the shots back to them. Ren dons his helmet and charges. Ben parries the blow and strikes back, knocking Ren's helmet off. Ren uses the Force to lift Ben into the air. He tosses him to the ground, and Ben loses his lightsaber.
Power was yours for the taking, but you're too scared, Kylo.
Keep calling me that. Starting to like it.
Ren stands over Ben and lifts his lightsaber to strike. With the Force, Ben lifts rocks above Ren and drops them, crushing the warrior.
Rock stacking. Go figure.
Ben picks up Ren's helmet and the knights bow to him. He tosses it aside and moves to the helmet with the silver inlay.
Ben?
Luke arrives.
Ben!
No, Uncle Luke. Call me...
Kylo!
And that night was Kylo Ren's first step on his path to power!
At the castle, creatures fly out over Vanae.
And how did that work out for him?
was even the point of that story? To scare us?
It worked.
No, to remind you that there is much to be taken by those unafraid to take it.
Later.
Sith artifacts lie beyond this door. The prophecy of Mustafar foretells the arrival of a fearless stranger with the strength to open it. Perhaps a brave pilot who has fought many battles?
Sounds like my cue.
Ho approaches the triangular door. Dean and BB-8 follow.
What about your X-Wing?
If there's even a small chance Vinay is telling the truth, there's no way I'm letting a Hutt get his slimy hands on Sith artifacts.
As the two workers, Bash and Ram, fight over a vase, Poe tries the door.
Come on, give me a hand.
Poe and Dean turn a dial inlaid with spokes. Panel shift and latches around the door unlocked. The door splits into six pieces around the spoked dial, which retract into the wall and floor.
Yes! Hello, Vinay!
Vinay leads the way through the door.
Much to see, much to find. Come on!
Bash and Ram, Vinay, NIL-8, Poe, Dean, BB-8, and Grabala walk down a dark, high-ceiling tunnel. Bash and Ram see a giant shadow on the wall.
No!
The shadow shrinks as a small mouse droid rolls into the light. Grabala shoves them.
Phantom brains, focus! I mean, look at all this space! We can add a business center and a gym!
With Poe and Dean.
You said you want to be a pilot. So how'd you wind up on Grabala's cleanup detail? You saving for a ship or something?
For my family. My mom was a mechanic. We had a shop on our campus.
Had a shop? What happened?
The First Order accused her of helping the Resistance and destroyed it. People got scared and wouldn't hire her anymore.
So now it's all on you.
Yeah. I'm afraid if I lose this job, my family has nothing.
Poe touches Dean's shoulder.
Hey, I get it. I had a tough childhood too. But it's a big galaxy. You can't let fear get to you. Look at me.
We have room for luxury suites!
Poe jumps and his hair flies off.
Was not.
In a circular room, lightsabers on pedestals line the wall.
The ancient lightsaber repository. We're looking for something very special. The Saber of Skardant. Said to be a Sith lightsaber of unusual power.
Grabala snatches it.
How dare you!
This must be priceless! Well,
as he waves it around, the top of the lightsaber's hilt breaks and hangs by a wire.
Dean! Fix it!
Whoa! That's a Sith lightsaber, kid. I wouldn't mess with it.
I told you, I can't lose this job.
Dean takes it.
While the boy toils, would any of you care to hear the tale of the Saber of Skardant?
Why do I have the feeling no matter what we say, you're gonna...
It is a tale of two monstrosities.
And there it is.
Was that lightning in time?
A title, The Dueling Monstrosities, in a cavernous chamber.
Left for dead by a Jedi named Obi-Wan Kenobi. Darth Maul nonetheless survived and made his way to a clan of witches known as the Night Sisters.
You shall rise! Rise!
But of course, Mother.
Darth Maul stands on wobbly robotic legs, then falls on his face.
Ow.
Uh-oh. Rise!
Attached to a probe droid, Maul rises into the air, then spins and crashes.
Rise!
His upper body sits on a rolling ball and zooms across the room.
Ah, so close. Now, rise.
Six spidery robotic legs lift Maul high above the winches.
Hang on. A guy gets cut in half, lives, and gets put back together by a bunch of witches? Is anybody buying this?
Oh, tell us more.
Yeah, does he take the legs off to sleep?
But Maul was not the only one who returned after being left for dead.
Light flashes at the base of a closed door.
A loyal student of Count Dooku, once known as Kai Ming Hai Shilal, but reborn as General Grievous.
You clumsy fool!
As General Grievous slaps a droid, a door opens.
General Grievous, we are receiving a transmission from Lord Sidious.
How may I be of service, my lord?
There is an ancient Sith saber located on the sixth moon in the Skardon system. You will find it and bring it to me. And be warned, the Saber of Skardon's power is so great, anyone who attempts to wield it will be driven mad.
I shall not fail.
One of Grievous's arms fall off and he reattaches it. In a private chamber, Darth Sidious turns off the transmission.
Really scraping the bottom of the barrel with General Wheezy is there. You know, back in the day I had Darth Maul. You know, before he came apart.
Darth Maul appears behind him.
I have returned, my master.
No! Hey! Look at you! You're alive! Oh, and look, you've got legs. A whole bunch of legs.
Yes. So
he gets stuck in the doorway.
No. Turn left. Left.
One, two, three, four, six.
Maul crashes to the ground, now on his feet.
I will retrieve the Saber of Skardont so that I may once again stand by your side.
Oh, you heard that.
Now on a desert mountain cliff.
Though the journey was difficult, Grievous would not yield.
Climbing a set of stone stairs, General Grievous wields four lightsabers and wards off huge cat-like monsters. The creatures converge and pile on top of him. He shoots into the sky and lands atop a plateau circled by hooded statues. He approaches the Saber of Skardont on a pedestal.
So great. Anyone who attempts to wield it will be driven mad.
Grievous reaches for it. Darth Maul stands behind him.
A rival to bring the saber to Lord Sidious.
Grievous picks up the lightsaber and activates it.
The power!
Darth Maul activates his double-bladed lightsaber.
Too bad it can't be split in half, Maul, unlike you!
General Grievous attacks.
At least I can wield the Force. For speed! For speed!
Grievous knocks Maul's saber from his hands and leaps into the air. He comes down slashing his lightsaber, but Maul grabs the hilt.
I'm taking it to Sidious. It's mine!
They tug back and forth. Grievous tickles under Maul's arm. Maul slaps his hand away.
Cut that out.
Darth Maul summons his lightsaber with the Force. Grievous knocks him to the ground and Maul slides on his back to the edge.
I will destroy you!
As Darth Maul flips into the air over General Grievous, Grievous swings his lightsaber, severing Maul's body from the robotic legs.
Come on, I just got these!
I've destroyed Jedi! A half-Sith is no match for me!
Maul uses the Force to control all four of Grievous' lightsabers and cuts off the General's arms.
What?
It appears you are unarmed.
Maul cuts off Grievous' legs.
And without a leg to stand on. Perhaps you need a cough.
Drop! That's not funny!
With the Force, Maul shoves Grievous and his limbs over the edge. He tumbles down the rocky cliff face, landing on his head by a ship. A droid pops out.
Warm up the oil bath.
In his chamber, Darth Sidious uses the Force to make a red guard dance upside down. Darth Maul enters.
So, did you find it?
Maul shows Sidious the lightsaber.
Gimme!
Darth Maul activates the lightsaber and his eyes glow red.
What's with the eyes?
The blade is mine. Orm!
The top of the hilt comes loose.
Oh, you know, funny thing, it must have been damaged in the fight.
Oh, too bad. Push! Come on!
With the Force, Darth Sidious pushes Maul out the window. Maul plummets.
Apprentices. Am I right?
Defeated, but not destroyed, Darth Maul gained a valuable insight into his feelings.
I got it!
In the castle, Dean ignites the Sith Saber.
Whoa. So strong.
Dean stares at the blade.
Dean? You okay? Maybe you want to stop staring into the scary saber?
As Vinay was saying, Darth Maul gained a valuable insight. Power comes not from serving others, but...
from serving yourself.
Very good, boy. Now, see where the saber leads you.
What is
Dean crosses to a trapezoidal stone panel in the wall where a lightsaber-sized circle glows at eye level. He plunges the Sith saber into the circle, then withdraws it. The panel splits into five sections and retracts into the wall.
Perhaps Vanay placed his hopes on the wrong pilot.
Perhaps.
Follow me, everyone.
Dean steps through the door.
I got a bad feeling.
It's still worth mentioning!
Vanay pushes past Dean as they enter a large cavern.
The first temple of Mustafa. Built generations ago. A repository of ancient lore.
More, more! I mean, this stuff must be worth a fortune! Pack it up, boys!
Ram and Bash run into one another. Grabala snatches the saber.
Treasure is the property of Grabala the Hutt Enterprises, LLC.
Dean hangs his head and walks away.
Grabala, we need to talk.
Let me guess, Dameron. Now you want the spokesman gig, right? Too late!
No, this Sith stuff. Do you have any idea how dangerous it is?
I'm a Hutt. The only thing I fear is poor cash flow.
Grabala turns away and Poe shakes his head. Across the temple, a pyramid-shaped object glows in a cut-out niche of a stone pillar.
Yes.
Dean approaches and picks it up.
Whoa.
Yes, the boy has found it.
Found what?
This has the power to make any dream come true.
That little triangle makes wishes come true. Oh, please! Nothing in the galaxy can do that.
A Wookiee's paw can.
Oh, the child knows of the Wookiee's paw?
The pilots who came to my mom's shop would tell stories.
I've heard those stories too. They're made up.
Are they? Submitted for your approval, the tale of a boy in search of more, of a better life, much like you.
A title appears, The Wookiee's Paw. A view of the sky moves down to a moisture farm in a house on Tatooine. Inside, Luke and Aunt Beru sit at a table. Uncle Owen arrives.
The droid on the South Ridge broke down. Again. Useless. Luke, I want you to go to Mos Espa and get a new one.
But Uncle Owen, I was going to Tashi Station to drop off my application for the Academy.
You get your head out of the stars. Harvest is coming up and we're short-handed. Now go.
Luke frowns at his uncle, snatches a sack of money from the table and leaves. Later, in Mos Espa, Luke hops out of his landspeeder.
I'll show him. I will be a pilot one day and get off this dustball planet.
You look like you want to get off this dustball planet. I got something that might help.
In a box.
What is that?
The Wookiee's paw. Make a wish, and your dream instantly comes true.
Luke takes the Wookiee's paw and closes his eyes.
I wish I was off this rock.
Hey! You look like you want to get off this rock. You should join the Imperial Academy.
A pilot holds a hologram.
Really?
And as he wished, the Wookiee's paw took Skywalker off of Tatooine. Yet he still wasn't satisfied.
In a stormtrooper's uniform and helmet, Luke hits his head on a door.
I can't see a thing in this helmet.
He removes it and takes out the Wookiee's paw.
I wish I was a pilot.
A pilot walks with Grand Moff Tarkin.
What should I do with this extra pilot gear? Give it to him. He looks too short to be a stormtrooper anyway.
I'm a pilot!
Everything Skywalker wanted, he got. Yet he still wanted more.
Patrol duty. I wish I had the chance to show everyone how great I can be.
Lord Vader's squadron is under rebel ambush. All fighters assist.
About time.
Darth Vader flies a starfighter flanked by two TIE fighters. Five X-Wings in pursuit shoot down the two TIE fighters and Darth Vader barrel rolls. Luke comes up behind the X-Wings, shooting down four of them. He passes Vader and circles back around, getting between Vader and the last X-Wing.
Not so fast, rebel scum! Eat proton!
Luke destroys the last X-Wing. On the Death Star, pilots carry Luke on their shoulders.
You.
They drop him.
Pilot. That maneuver. What do you call it?
The 180 reverse proton move.
Most impressive. What's your name?
Luke Skywalker, sir.
Skywalker.
I knew a Skywalker once.
Vader looks off, and a light shines on him.
Lord Vader?
Huh? Oh, yeah, right. You are sensitive with the Force. You remind me of a young me. I will train you.
Whoa! I only wish I could be as powerful as you.
Then come with me.
As Vader walks away, Luke takes out the paw.
Actually, I wish to be more powerful than you.
Now, Luke wields a lightsaber as a training remote hits him with sting beams.
Your eyes can deceive you. Don't trust them.
Vader puts a helmet on Luke.
I can still see.
With the Force, he spins the helmet so that it faces backwards. The training remote shoots sting beams, and Luke deflects them. Later.
Firm touch. Focus.
With the Force, Luke lifts an officer.
It tickles. Oh.
More like this.
Vader force chokes the officer, then drops him. Luke smiles.
Try again.
Against a wall, a line of officers waits. One shoves another forward. Now, Luke runs down a hall with Vader on his back. He flips over a mouse droid, then slides around a corner. He runs out a door and stops suddenly as the floor ends abruptly at a sheer drop. Luke tosses a grappling hook across the chasm, and Vader kisses him on the cheek.
For luck.
They swing across the chasm to a platform on the other side, later in a hallway.
You have mastered the dark side of the Force, yet I sense you are still unsatisfied.
I want more. I wish I could fight the Rebellion and become the most famous pilot in the galaxy.
The Death Star is under attack. Vader, scramble your men.
Luke smiles at the Wookiee's paw. In an X-Wing, Princess Leia dons a pilot's helmet.
All wings report in.
Red 2, standing by.
Red 10, standing by, Princess Leia.
Red 5, standing by.
Good to have you, General Kenobi. And thank you for rescuing me earlier.
No, thank you for rescuing me from that trash compactor, Your Highness. I wasn't sure I'd make it off the Death Star alive.
Lock S foils in attack position. I'm making my run. Cover me!
The squad nears the Death Star. Leia and General Kenobi swoop along a narrow canal on the surface.
Enemy fighters coming our way!
Three TIE fighters close in on them.
My beggars can't get back home!
Luke fires and hits Kenobi's aft.
I'm hit! I can't stay with you.
Get clear, Obi-Wan. You can't do any more good back there.
Kenobi's X-Wing peels away.
I'm on the leader.
No, I am.
Luke zooms ahead of Leia and circles back around to face her.
No, he's trying the
180 reverse proton maneuver. Oh, yeah.
I don't think so, flyboy.
Leia shoots, clipping Luke's wing. As he spins out of control, Luke accidentally shoots two proton torpedoes into a small hole on the Death Star's surface. The Death Star explodes, sending Luke and Vader's ships hurtling through space.
You're going to be the most famous pilot in the galaxy.
Yes!
For blowing up the Death Star!
No.
In the Sith Temple.
Is that really what happened?
No, it's not.
So you're saying Luke Skywalker did not blow up the Death Star?
Well, yeah, but not like that.
Just as the Wookiee's paw gave Skywalker all that he wanted, this holocron will grant whatever you desire.
No, that story is a warning. Be careful what you wish for.
I know what you want. For your family to be safe. Open this and never fear for them again.
No! Don't do it!
NIL-8 blocks Poe's path as Dean starts to open the glowing pyramid.
Not with your hands. With your heart.
Dean closes his eyes. Poe watches with a concerned expression. The pyramid glows brighter as it levitates in front of Dean. The four triangular corners extend, spin around, and then retract.
You said this makes dreams come true!
It does make dreams come true.
Vanae takes the pyramid.
Long has Vanae waited for this. I thought you were the one to make it happen, but little did I know it was the boy I needed. One who is strong with the Force.
I'm strong with the Force?
The pyramid shoots bolts of electricity, drawing artifacts toward Vanae.
My whole life I was weak.
The artifacts cover him like a giant suit of armor.
Afraid to seize power!
Like in the Mask of Renstorm.
He dons the helmet of Ren.
Toiling for us!
Like Darth Maul.
Now Vanae has all he desires!
Like like the Wookiee's paw.
Those stories were for him. Okay, really? Like you had it figured out?
For a generation, the galaxy feared my master. Now it shall fear.
He activates a lightsaber.
Me.
Yeah? You and what army?
NIL-8 steps up.
Yeah, some army. One droid.
An antenna extends from NIL-8's ear and flashes. Outside, dozens of droids power down. They restart, their eyes glowing red, and walk inside.
These fools have served their purpose. NIL-8, annihilate them!
As you command.
Oh! NIL-8, annihilate! Should have put that together sooner.
Swarming killer droids, and you focus on the wordplay?
Gotta grab that holocron! It's the source of his power!
How?
We'll do it the old-fashioned way!
Poe shoots a blaster, which ricochets off the ceiling and dislodges the holocron from Vinay's armor.
Grab it, kid!
They dash away.
Master, are you all right?
Without the holocron, my power will not hold! Set them!
Pieces fall from Vinay's giant suit of armor. Poe, Dean, and BB-8 enter a dark cave. As Dean backs against the wall, a lifeless arm falls on his shoulder. BB-8 sweeps a light around them. Droids sit up. The red-eyed droids close in on them. Poe, Dean, and BB-8 take off. Elsewhere, Grabala sits, leaning against the wall.
Oh, I think I lost him.
An axe breaks through the wall near Grabala's face. A droid sticks his head in through the hole. Something yanks the droid back. Ram and Bash look in and smile at Grabala. Meanwhile, a droid comes up through the floor in front of Poe, Dean, and BB-8. Another breaks through the wall. They turn and hurry down a corridor. They round a corner and nearly run into Ram and Bash. Zombie droids break through the ceiling. Droids chase Poe, Dean, and BB-8 in one direction as Grabala flees in the opposite direction. Ram and Bash run straight into each other. Now, in the Stormtrooper gallery.
Vinay's right behind us!
BB-8 spins in place, covered in paint.
What do we do now?
I have an idea!
In his giant suit, Vinay clambers in.
Where is my holocron?
He slices the head off the Vader animatronic, and it hits the Skeletrooper uniform. Dressed in the trooper uniforms, Poe and Dean jump from the pedestals and run off with BB-8. As Vinay chases them, he slips in the spilled paint. Outside, Dean and Poe take off the helmets.
Get that holocron as far away from Vinay as possible. This way.
Dean stops.
It's all my fault.
Kid.
I fixed that lightsaber. I opened the holocron. All because I was scared.
Everyone gets scared, kid.
You don't.
Well, no. But, you know, sometimes the adrenaline gets going.
Poe hangs his head.
I'm scared right now. You can't control fear. But you can choose what to do with it. Because without fear, you can't have courage.
Dean smiles. As zombie droids surround the ship, BB-8 rolls over to them.
BB-8, what are you doing?
BB-8 shoots a tow cable at one of the droids, then pulls hard, yanking the droid's body from its head. The little droid detaches its own head, which zooms around, knocking off more zombie droid heads. BB-8 swings on the cable into another droid, then rolls over two more. As BB-8 jumps on the last one, Poe and Dean climb into Poe's X-Wing.
Now let's get out of here.
He tries to start it.
Oh, we never fixed it. Way to go, Dameron. Always having to prove how brave you are.
Poe.
Pulling that move in the X-Wing.
Poe.
Opening that stupid door.
Poe.
Dean holds up a wrench.
I got this.
They smile at each other.
May the Force be with you. I'll buy us time.
How?
I have no idea!
Poe dashes away. Outside Vader's castle, droids trudge unsteadily. Poe sees a scout walker and grins. Later, Vinay exits the castle.
The energy of the dark side is slipping away! Where is the holocron?
A laser hits the neon sign. Vinay jumps out of the way as it falls. Droids fire at Poe and the walker, and he hits them with a laser cannon. Nearby, Ram and Bash fight droids around Grabala.
My place! We gotta fight!
Hyperbola uses them as a shield. In the walker, Poe picks off droids one by one.
I can get used to this!
A blast hits the walker, and Poe turns to see an AT-AT driven by NIL-8. NIL-8 fires multiple shots, missing Poe, who sidesteps the walker.
Come on! Right where I want you!
Poe fires and advances on the AT-AT, driving it backwards to the edge of a cliff. Vinay swings his giant lightsaber at the walker's leg. Smoke spills out of a top hatch as Poe looks out. The walker and AT-AT continue toward the cliff. The ground crumbles below their feet, and the two tumble over the cliff and into a river of lava below. At the top of the cliff, Poe climbs up over the edge and finds himself facing a horde of droids. He spots his blaster on the ground, but he's surrounded. Poe ducks as lasers blast the droids around him. He looks up and sees his X-Wing swooping above. Dean flies it. The X-Wing spins. Vinay watches the starfighter.
The Holocron!
I got this!
Dean swoops low over the battlefield and shoots the remaining droids. He banks wide and lands near Poe.
Nice flying, kid!
Master is gone, the Emperor is gone! Finally, the galaxy shall fear me!
I'm not scared.
Vinay holds Poe over the river of lava.
A little.
Hey!
Give me the Holocron and I will spare your friend's life!
No! Fly away! He's getting weaker! Soon he'll be nothing!
You don't have that kind of time!
Dean looks down at the Holocron, then back up at Vinay, who holds Poe upside down.
The choice is yours, boy!
Vinay lowers Poe closer to the lava. Dean wears an anguished expression as he looks at the Holocron.
The Wookiee's paw.
And how is that?
Careful what you wish for!
Dean throws the Holocron high above Vinay's head. As Vinay leaps over the edge after it, BB-8 shoots the cable. Vinay catches the Holocron as he plummets to the river of lava below. Dangling from BB-8's cable, Poe bumps against the cliff face. BB-8 pulls him up.
Cut a little close there, don't you think? Still, it was a gutsy move. How'd you...
Like you said, without fear, you can't have courage. Thank you, Poe.
Dean hugs Poe.
Don't get all mushy on me, kid.
Aw. Is the brave Poe Dameron afraid of a little mushiness?
Terrified?
Nearby, Grabala surveys the damage.
My hotel! My beautiful hotel!
He turns to Poe and Dean.
On you! Look what you did! You have any idea what this will cost for me to fix?
You're not fixing anything. You're leaving. And don't even think about taking those Sith artifacts.
I'm not scared of you, Dameron.
Poe crosses his arms.
Okay, fine, I am. Let's go, boys. That means you too, kid. Come on.
No.
No!
I'll never work for you again.
See? That's what greed gets you, Grabala. Nothing.
Yeah, you're right. I really learned my lesson. Gotta start small, like a bed and breakfast. Come on, boys! We're gonna be rich!
Ooh, breakfast!
I just realized. My wish came true.
What? You actually wished on that Sith Holocron?
Of course not. But I have been wishing to quit pretty much from the day I started working for Grabala.
Well, then I guess you're out of a job. What are you gonna do now?
I don't know.
I saw how you handled that X-Wing. We always need pilots.
Really? Thank you, Poe.
And you should meet my friend Rey. She knows a little about the Force.
They climb into the X-Wing.
So you were scared back there.
Nah, I just said that to make you feel better. I wasn't scared.
What's that?
The X-Wing jumps to hyperspeed. On Mustafar, the top half of NIL-8's body crawls from the river of lava.
Master, forgive me. I have failed you.
A hand reaches out from the lava and grabs NIL-8's arm. Audio description by Deluxe, funded by Disney Plus Originals, voiced by KG Tang.